From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The United States is investigating whether it killed an Islamic State leader. EU and Turkish officials say they have reached an agreement in principle to resolve the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports, Turkey, which is hosting over 2 million Syrian refugees and is the migrants' main transit route into Europe, is seen as the key to stemming the exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said a coalition strike Friday near the town of al-Shadadi targeted Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shishani, or Omar the Chechen. Cook said in a statement that at the time of the strike, Batirashvili had been sent to al-Shadadi to bolster ISIL fighters following a series of strategic defeats by local forces. A Defense Department official told VOA as many as 12 Islamic State fighters were killed in the strike. The U.S. had a $5 million reward on the ISIL leader's head. This is VOA News. Voters in four more states make their choices for the next president of the United States Tuesday, with Republican real estate mogul Donald Trump and Democratic former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the frontrunners. Michigan and Mississippi are holding Democratic primaries, Idaho is holding a Republican primary, and there is a Republican caucus in Hawaii. Campaigning in North Carolina, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said his campaign is the only one that can stop Trump.
If you don't want to see Donald Trump as the nominee, and if you don't want to see Hillary Clinton as the president, which is the inevitable result of Donald Trump being the nominee, come join us. Let us stand together.
The plain-speaking and often harsh Trump continues to be the top choice among Republicans over Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, and Ohio Governor John Kasich. But polls show his support has eroded in recent weeks. Niger's opposition coalition announced Tuesday it is dropping out of this month's presidential election runoff, calling the entire system unfair. The Coalition for Political Change in Niger denounced the results of the first round won by incumbent President Mahamud Issoufou as grotesque and cooked up. It says its candidate, Hama Amadou, will not participate in the second round on March 20th, but promised to keep working to keep Issoufou from winning another term. COPPA says Amadou is being unfairly deprived of his freedom in violation of international standards of free, fair, and democratic elections. Issoufou won last month's first round with 48% of the vote, but not enough to avoid a runoff. COPPA says Niger's constitutional court is conspiring with the government to ensure the president is reelected. Political talks between the Syrian government and opposition are set to formally resume Wednesday, although key players will be absent. UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura said his team stands ready to receive participants in Geneva. De Mistura's spokesperson said that some participants will not be arriving until March 13th or 14th. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for the start of the talks. A spokesperson for the High Negotiations Committee said that no HNC representatives will be in Geneva on Wednesday. The Syrian government also indicated it will not join until later. And it was a bloody day in Tel Aviv Tuesday when a Palestinian was stabbed an American tourist and wounded 12 Israelis. For more, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.